Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Derek Scherer, the general manager of the St. Paul Saints. They, too, on the All-Star break right now. Derek, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good, man. I always wondered, though, here's my first question to you. Why take the Major League Baseball All-Star break off at the same time as AAA? Isn't this an opportunity for AAA teams to showcase their product to the local audience to an extent?
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way. I think at the Major League level, that they really like for their guys to be able to have that break at the same time. They like for them to be able to relax and watch the Major League All-Star festivities and ball games. So I think as much as anything, it's sort of a gift to those guys and an opportunity for them.
Motivate them a little bit, right, by watching the big boys play.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday you guys are playing this game, and I'm going, what do you mean the game was canceled? I was in and out of a gymnasium, and I saw some rain. I didn't realize it was significant. What happened yesterday?
Well, just it all happened at once, and everything. It's Murphy's Law. Everything that could go wrong can and did go wrong.
Okay.
The game got close to the storm didn't pop up until right before game time, and both starting pitchers were already warm.
Okay.
And you hate to delay a game for any period of time when the pitchers are ready to take the mound and they've already gone through their warm up process, because they if they sit out for too long, then they can't really get going again. And The Tigers, the Toledo Mud Hens, actually the AAA affiliate of the Tigers, had a Major League Rehab pitcher going. So we wanted to do everything we could to make sure his start went well. We had Cole Sands going, who's also been a big league guy this year. And we rolled the dice a little bit in hopes that that rain was going to stay light. It looked like it was going to stay light. And lo and behold, it blew up on us. And it hit us too hard for us to keep that field dry. When we finally got the tarp on, it was already swamped.
Really? Because these showers were bursting, depending literally what mile radius you were in, right?
It was right on top of us. I mean, it was, Mike, it was the Charlie Brown cloud.
It was as if they said this Saints game will not be played, and take this, huh?
It's what it felt like, and we tried to get through it because we thought the infield could take a little bit more rain, and it just beat us up. And we got the tarp on, we pulled it off a few minutes, about 15-20 minutes later after the rain subsided, and started working on the field, and it was too wet to get going. Then we probably could have played if we gave it another hour and a half or so, but then you start running into travel plans for the team trying to get out of town.
Yep.
They
ain't flying charter, right?
Go wrong. Yeah. That's exactly right. They couldn't have the plane weight on them. So it was really unfortunate. We had a great crowd.
Sure.
8,400 people.
How many?
Beautiful. 8,400.
Jeepers.
8,400. So we ended up trying to make the best of a bad situation. We invited everybody down on the field. We put a movie up on the video board and threw some balls out there for people to play catch and just had as much fun as we could in a bad situation.
How did that go? I'm a big believer in try to win the day no matter what the day throws at you, and that's what you guys are trying to do. How did that go?
It was great. There were certainly some people who were unhappy. You know, I think we had a family who had driven down from Duluth, and you hate to have that something like that happen. But for the most part, I think we had 3,000 or 4,000 people stick around and go down on the field and get some autographs and like I said, relax, watch a game, and be on a professional baseball field.
All right,
watch the movie. That is,
Derek. I'm not trying to minimize or diminish an independent league team. And the players and prospects they have on it. But when you have AAA players, many times these guys are bonus babies and they've already made some money and they're paying them based on their potential, what they can do in the big leagues. With that in mind, when you get a rainstorm like that, is it a little bit different because you're not just protecting a player, you're protecting a great big investment? You know, you don't want somebody to slip strain or end up with a hamstring injury that could be, a week away from the big leagues?
It's a great question, and I would say we probably have the same concern for the safety of the independent guys as we do, which is a high level, right?
I just wondered if the league stepped in on things like this, you know?
Well, no question that there's a higher level of intensity from an umpire perspective. Once that lineup card is exchanged, the game's actually in the hands of the umpire.
Yep. You guys get to delay it as long as you want, but once the lineup's set, then it's the umpire's game, right?
So there's no question that there's a high level of intensity for those umpires, and the managers certainly want to be cautious. We want to be cautious. I think that where the difference that I notice is the other factors that you have to consider. We would have never thought much about travel. Those guys, that independent club would have been bussing out, and they would have waited 5 hours if we asked them to wait 5 hours.
Yep.
But a AAA team that's getting ready to go on All-Star break, and it was just we were up against it with travel with them. So there's just some other concerns that come in, but safety's always been a huge concern.
All right, but forgetting all that, this year to date, as it's gotten nice, and you start to get 8,400. I mean, what have the crowds been like, and what's it been like in general over the last month?
Oh, it's been amazing. Once we got into summer in Minnesota, right, Memorial Day on. It's been amazing. We've been 7,000 plus just about every game. We had just a killer of an April playing games in 25, 26, 27 degrees. We had one game snowed out.
And that was something you didn't have to deal with in an independent league either, right?
No. The longer season, there's no way to get around April baseball now. So welcome to the world of affiliated baseball. But once we got into that Memorial Day weekend, and ever since, it's been great. The crowds have been awesome.
And have they, you know, when you go back to COVID and playing through COVID and playing in South Dakota, I hate to even bring that stuff up. You know, when you guys played like a lot of people did, yeah. You know, in the bubble, you know, everybody got their bubbles and you were in South Dakota. I mean, that's a depressing piece of time for all of us. You know, empty stadiums and getting seasons in and just trying to get them in for the sake of getting them in, and you couldn't do so much with the fans. I think it's important that all of us, Derek, never forget that, right? Because then, even a rainout like yesterday, the fact that you had 8,400 people, that kind of stuff still resonates in a big way with you because you appreciate what we have.
It really does, and that was it was such a blur. But you're right. We won't ever forget it. You know, playing the games in Sioux Falls for a month, and then working with the state of Minnesota and the governor's office to figure out a way to play safely for the rest of the season. The thing that we look back on is what everybody was able to accomplish at the major league level, at the minor league level,
for sure.
Play any baseball at all. Was amazing for the folks who we were playing in front of 1,500 people per night based on the social distancing and the sectioning. But man, were those 1,500 people grateful for the opportunity.
And again, what we just talked about, that defined winning at that time, just like putting a movie on did the other. Point being, you don't control a lot of things, but you can control the way you react, right?
No question about it, Mike.
Okay, Miguel Sano, what, you know, he hits a couple home runs like that. What kind of big thunder does he bring to the crowd when he does something? You know, there's a lot of guys that are pretty good players, but there aren't many that can hit a baseball as far as him.
No, here's the funny thing. That there aren't very many guys that people ooh and ah when he swings and misses.
Yep. And that's how you know.
Miguel hit a couple of foul balls down the left field line that sounded like home runs from a crowd perspective, just the oohing and aahing. But when he hit those two, it was just a blast. Again, packed house, people having a blast, and to see Miguel come out there and hit a couple bombs. And here's the great thing about Miguel. As much fun as it was watching him hit home runs, during the rain delay yesterday, he was interacting with the fans from the dugout and having a blast. You know,
he was
doing pull-ups on the dugout lip and playing peekaboo with babies. And so he's been great to have. And, you know, Saints fans have been having a blast with him.
Yeah, lots of guys like, hey, Derek, thank you so much. You have a couple hard-earned days off here, too, and we'll get back to you soon.
We'll squeeze in a little bit of sleep here and get back at it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.